let's talk a little bit about last week first, but that was just a close game that came down to the last few minutes.
Well, we started off really slow. I mean, there's no excuse. You know, we started off real slow. I guess with that bus drive, it tends to happen. But we got punched in the mouth a couple times, a couple opening series, first half. And then we started playing at the end of the first half. You know, probably about, you know, beginning of the second quarter, we started to play our type of football and things like that, controlling the ball and moving the ball. Defense stepped up, started stepping up, and they, you know, they did a really good job, especially in the second half. Defense played very, very well. And, you know, we felt pretty confident going in, talking to the kids. Coach Gillespie got after it pretty good and responded very well and came out the second half. I felt we were in control of the game. We took the lead. It was only a 3-point lead, but we took the lead. And we got, you know, put them into a punting situation. And we're going to get the ball back. And it felt good. You know, we'll go down and keep getting that score and get up by 10. And then that was when things kind of, those breaks in football started happening. You know, they did a punt. In fact, I got it on my film here. We lined them up. We were there punting from their 25. They shanked the punt. It's kind of a line drive thing. Came and hit our DB in the foot. And our DB's going with the burn guy. So he was doing his job. Hit him in the foot. So it's a fumble. So Ren, our receiver, he's going after the ball, trying to get recovered because he's going to be called against us. We didn't get the ball back. So we give them the ball back on their 25. So that one play was a 50-yard play. That's what we tell these kids all the time. This is not the most important play in football. Punts. That was a 50-yard play right there. Plus, they got to keep the ball. So then, defense steps up, holds them, first two plays, third down, play action pass, and our receiver goes down and makes a great interception. Comes down, you know, he's down about the 1-yard line, he falls back, you can see on film that his head, chest, you know, is in the end zone. So we're thinking, well, put down to the front. They come up to 20, spot the ball, not even at the 1-yard line, like the 1-foot line. And right there, it was, couldn't get it up, couldn't dig it out. You know, we tried two running plays to get a little run, couldn't get it. So we run a little play action pass, couldn't get it up, couldn't stop. And he was open too. Ren was open by at least 7 yards, and he was coming back to the ball. He would have hit that in stride, man. I think, you know, I believe it was a great call. It was a good call. You know, it didn't work. Would I like to have that call back? Yeah, because it didn't work. But I think at the time, it was a good call. There's some other things we could have done, too. We could have taken safety. You know, given 2 points, we would have been up by one on the run. But, you know, all that stuff is all... looking back on it now, it's worse than it
could have. I've always felt with football, because of the physical, the emotional investment that it requires to play the game, and you only get 9 games, winning and losing in football, the highs are higher and the lows are lower than any other sport. So how do you guys, you know, handle that one when it's a swing like that too, especially at the end?
Well, I tell you, man, I can totally hang on that. The swing, well, you know, we told the kids after this, this is really going to come down here. This is going to be a gut check time. You know, your character is going to be tested right now. I mean, because you can go one of two ways. You can roll over, or you can stand up and you can play. And I go, this is going to be your gut check right now. So that's the thing. You know, we want to know how they're going to respond. And that's not just as football players, that's individuals, that's as people. How are you going to respond right now in adversity? We're going to find out real quick.
All right, so Sparks this week. Rob Cottrell's been the coach there a long time. He's been a friend of mine for years, and I know you know him pretty well. They've done a lot of different things offensively during his tenure. What are you seeing out of them so far?
Well, last few years, he'd like to throw the ball, but he's had a kid that can pull the trigger and actually throw the ball. So I'm thinking that the throwing isn't really his
He still threw the ball, but he's kind of hung his hat on the running game this year, it appears to be. So, you know, he's doing some very good things in what he's doing, you know, in his running game. He's got misdirection in there. He's doing a lot of pulling. Doing some things with his quarterback where you just can't tee off on the tailback. You know, you've got to respect the quarterback. And so he's doing some good things in the running game. So, and they're quality. And they are big up front. They are big. They are strong up front. So that's going to be a good challenge for us.
They went through kind of a drought the last few years, and then last year they were a much improved team. Do they look like they've improved some more again this year?
Oh, yeah, I think they're better this year than they were last year. Even though they can throw the ball probably a little bit better, I think they've got some dangerous weapons. Their running back is good, you know, and I think they're better this year than they were last year.
They lost in double overtime to Elko. That they had their chances to win that game,
yeah.
like you guys had the chances, and so...
They slugged it out. They went toe to toe. They're quality and pulling just like them. So, you know, it'll be a good challenge for our kids. We'll see how they respond to the situation that we're in. So.
Two losses in a row. Sitting at 1-3. Do you guys feel like you need to get a win right now, not only for the standings, but just for just for morale and
no one likes to lose. No one likes to lose. So yeah, even if it was one loss, because we want to get that win right now and get back on our minds of winning ways or something. Of course, we want to get another win.
What about their defense?
Last year what they showed and what they played were two different things. They played a little bit of both, so we got to be ready for not just an offense, that's pretty much it is with what we run. A lot of teams will change what they do defensively to try to stop what we run.
As far as your guys go, some of your injured guys coming back, or you know, are you guys healthy this week, or still missing some guys?
Yeah, we're missing a few. A few of them gone today. We got the flu. We had the flu running through our team for like 2 weeks now, so we're trying to get rid of it and get those guys back. Fortunately, it seems to be like a 24-hour thing where we can send the kid home for a day. They can sleep it off and get back to us, and they get back on their feet again. But it's something that we seem to battle every year, flu and injuries.
And so we're talking on Tuesday. You've only had a couple of days to practice so far this week, but you know, what's the mood been like?
It was getting a little flat out there, so we strapped it up and went against the JV a little bit to get a little excitement in there. So that does help, but about the same as it was last week.
Speaking of the JV, what can you say about them? They're 4-0 and seem like they're playing pretty well.
Yeah, they're doing really well, considering they only won two games as freshmen, and now we've got them there 4-0 here. So it's good to see. You know, that I think it shows about the hard work they do in the weight room in the offseason, and our summer division program. That's what they show up for. So really does help.
Well, thank you again for taking a few minutes. Good luck this week.